We're in the van, running some band errands. Yeah, we thought we'd check in with the kids at home.
That listen, you guys.
Yeah.
Not our kids who are back at home.
No, we'll do that after the errands are over. That's our first stop after the errands, obviously. We're responsible adults. Keith, I've been thinking lately about our program here, our irregular program.
What are your thoughts?
Well, it's just, you know, I've been listening to some other podcasts and just thinking about the format and possibilities for ours, what we might do with it.
Do you feel like ours isn't, well-honed enough? Are others making you feel inadequate?
Well, to some degree. I mean, I feel like ours is scrappy. In some way. Like, you know, I listen to a podcast like Radiolab, which is a very popular WNYC, I think, podcast. Lots of sound effects and slick production. And I actually find that level of production really off-putting. I don't know how you feel about it.
I mean, you have always been, and I've followed along with you as a visionary, you've always been a bit of a Dogma 95 kind of producer.
Yeah. When it comes to film, I brook absolutely no artificiality beyond the fact that we are acting, if it's a fiction.
So why should that not spill over into our podcast? And the last thing I need is, you know, John Bryan rip-off piano tinkling behind us chit-chatting.
That's true.
I'm looking at you, NPR.
Yeah. I think they have gotten a little bit carried away in you know, an understandable effort to keep pace with, you know, zippier forms of entertainment.
I mean, look, once CNN introduced the, you know, hologram reporter, I felt like radio should stop trying to chase it and just either, you know, have, you know, be disembodied voices chatting to one another, or go full on like old school radio play with, you know, doors squeaking open and people walking through gravel and
yeah,
that kind of business.
I do like that stuff, actually.
Yeah, our next podcast should be a radio play.
I think if there's action to illustrate, then there's nothing wrong with trying to do some Foley work. But that's not exactly what Radiolab does. Yeah, like Radiolab,
they're stupid found sound kind of like field recordings that put you in the place. No, I want laser shots. And,
you if know, you're firing like, a laser gun,
well, yeah, when I, yeah, if it's appropriate,
yeah. Yeah. What do you think about something with more of a through line? Obviously, the most famous example of that would be Serial.
Right.
Do you think something like that is going to be more expected as more and more people get into podcasts?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Serial is turning out to not have so much of a narrative arc as they are having sort of a spiraling drain trajectory. And it's just they've circled the block and found themselves right back out front.
Right. It's kind of a Groundhog Day feeling listening to that podcast. I was listening to a podcast called Totally Lame that I think is ending soon. Lame spelled
because
L
of audience disinterest.
No, I think it's just been
because
going for like
lived
5
up
years.
To its name.
Yeah. I liked it actually. It's spelled L-A-I-M-E.
I think it's
pronounced lame.
Sure.
But it's the proprietress's last name, I believe.
Jedediah Lame is in charge of it?
It might be Jessica. I don't know. But it's a woman and her husband have been doing it for like 5 years. And they basically just have a guest on. But the guests are always comedians or similarly quick-witted folk.
Sounds like they're in a rut.
I think they basically did everyone twice. And that's why they're done. But they did it every
like
week.
You.
Yeah. Well, not. I mean, they didn't have carnal knowledge. I mean, it's not that sort of thing. But I liked that show, and it didn't seem boring at all to me. Whereas Radiolab, I always, not to keep beating a
really
in my mind a very dead horse, but that always bores me because I feel like I'm sitting through these stupid segments, much like our listeners feel right now. And Totally Lame didn't make me feel that way. It was lively conversation between three quick-witted folks, and you know, I was wrapped.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe I guess we should ask that our listeners, what few listeners we have, send recommendations for how we can improve. Do we need to whittle this down to a finer point, or, well, again, just go into a full-on radio play mode?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me open this door.
Walk down the stairs.
Say, fellow, who's out there? Who's down there?
Is that a cat?
That was the staircase.
Oh, right. So that's why we got to get the pro effects package. Another option is, you know, we could investigate a murder or something.
Ooh. Oh, God. I mean, I don't want to undermine... Sorry about that. I don't want to undermine old Serial, but what they really should have done was have committed the murder in the first place.
Yeah, well, that's going to be...
Well, that way they could have laid out the narrative for great reveals throughout. They would have all this intimate knowledge about the case at hand.
Right.
And deliver it at just the right moment.
I love it.
And it could end with the host's execution.
Oh, my God. That'll end up being one of those sort of morality plays along the lines of, you know, an Oliver Stone picture or something, where you're like, look at the lengths that these people went to achieve fame and, you know, public attention. Was it worth it? Was it really worth it, though, in the end, after they've been executed?
It would definitely suddenly make me feel like the Jersey Shore kids really aren't all that interesting or have very much to offer.
That's true. They didn't kill nobody. They didn't get... They've never felt lethal
sober.
Injection. Right. Yeah, I mean, a couple of manslaughters here and there does not a murder make, Keith. Well, let us know what you think, and in the meantime, we'll start putting together some more professional sound effects. And maybe thinking about someone we might want to kill.
Boy, there's a heck of a storm out there today.
Already better.
Yeah.
Wait, try a horn sound effect.
Oh.
That was great!